episode 23, The Screaming Doors, or Executive Dice President.
There's a large room with a team of analysts sitting behind desks scrolling down data that is projected from a large arcane divination that is in front of them on the wall. The projection depicts a bird's eye view of Waterdeep, little yellow dots slowly moving around the city streets. A project leader walks amongst the rows of data analysts looking over their work. One of them stands up abruptly and points to the projection in front of them. There! We've got a lock! He's finally stopped moving! The project leader's face snaps into position and a wry smile stretches across their face. Send out the delivery, they say. The analyst quickly pens down some numbers and rushes out of the room, pushing through people in concrete corridors out the way. He reaches a small barracks with uniformed people sitting on long benches waiting for something. He looks frantically around the room. Which of you is the fastest? He says. A small halfling pushes forward with their hand raised. That would be me. The analyst hands the halfling the piece of paper and barks, go now, before he disappears again. The halfling looks at the paper and the eyes go wild with excitement and then races out of the door. We cut to our heroes exiting the deep sewers of Waterdeep. A halfling messenger with an enormous sack huffs up to Joe and dumps at his feet an enormous pile of mail. Here's all the mail that's been building up. We finally got a blip that you weren't hurtling across the sea, or in space, or on a different plane of existence. You've got a lot of overdue bills. And then turns around and walks away with a pile of mail at your feet.
Ah, now this is what I was talking about. Awesome. Finally, some recognition. Let's have a look at this.
Bill.
Fan letter. Mm-hmm. Wait, no. It's a bill.
It's a bill.
Okay.
It's a
bill. I'm throwing these over my shoulder as I...
As you do? Okay, very good. So the pile starts moving from the front to the back as you go through. You're heavily indebted to the city of Waterdeep at this stage.
I didn't even realize I had half of these subscriptions.
They build up very, very quickly.
I don't need a toaster of the month. I send you out a new toaster every month.
It is a fascinating device.
I don't even live here anymore.
Do I see any binders in there? Or like with?
Yeah, there's a large binder. Yeah.
What subscription is this one for? Is it like Spitfires or?
Yeah, it's all it's World War II planes.
Yeah. Oh, well, that one's different. As long as I keep on for 20 more weeks, I'll have a full working scale model of a Spitfire.
You're missing, like, January, though.
Ah, yes. I know, but that's just the left wing. Like, you'll get the idea. I'll put it against a wall. No one will ever know.
Nice.
Okay, friends, it's been great to hang out with you and defeat Orcus, the Lord of the Undead, but Gary Lightning's got to get out of here.
Oh my god, are you still here?
I've got to do 10,000 push-ups and then get some charity work done before the afternoon's over.
Oh, okay, well, I'll see you later, Joe and Teddy, I'll catch you.
Your Teddy.
Oh, you're jumping ship?
Joe and
Gary. Oh no, Luanda. He's disassociating again. I'll walk these orphans home. You guys have a good day.
Oh, you too. Thank you, Gary. Thanks again for your assistance.
No, and, thank you. I couldn't have defeated Orcus, the Lord of the Undead, without you.
Oh, jocks. Hey, do you mind if you could sign this for me?
Absolutely. Anything for
dagger?
A fan.
Thank you.
He pulls out a beautiful, ornate chisel and starts chiseling in Gary Lightning in perfect script into your dagger. To Gage, my number one fan, I'll never forget our time together in the sewers. Love, Gary Lightning. P.S. Say hi to Joe for me.
Does that say you're his number one fan, Gage?
No, I think that's a typo. Hey.
Yeah, typo.
Look over there.
Huh?
I pocket the dagger.
I didn't see anything.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
Oh, wait, hold on, Gary.
Yes?
Could you say goodbye like 9 more times?
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, and goodbye to you. And goodbye to you. Goodbye to you as well. Teddy, goodbye. Joe, I'm going to miss you the most. Goodbye. How many are we up? That's 8, right?
That's 8.
That's 8. Did you say 9? Did you want one more goodbye? Oh, there it was. Goodbye. Oh, I got to start
I knew
again.
You couldn't do it. All right, well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, orphans.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
See you, orphans.
One of them is reaching in to grab that knife out of your pocket.
Oh, no, that's mine.
No, I need to stab somebody.
Maybe when you're older.
Timmy owes me money.
Well.
Goodbye.
Are you an orphan, Gage?
No. I have a mother and a father.
All right, you don't have to rub it in everybody's faces.
Oh, I'm sorry, kids. Sorry.
Great. At least.
All right. Goodbye. I'm taking all these kids out of here. Yeah. I'll miss you all. I'll see you all tomorrow or the next day. Whenever I said the big wrestling tournament's on. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, bye.
I hate that guy so goddamn much.
We're staying here in the sewers.
Well, I mean, we don't have to literally.
I think
stay
we
in
have to
sewers.
Like. I think that's the way out. The way they're going.
Oh, that's awkward, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, hello, Gary. We're still, we have just, to walk out this way, too.
We're going upstairs, too.
So, oh, that's great. Weird. We can all travel in the elevator together.
There's an elevator?
Of course there is. Bing!
Why is this elevator carpeted?
No one's going to get that joke, Jake!
I think it's a mat.
No one's going to get that! Why did you say that?
The elevator to the studios where the Roller Boys record the Roller Boys podcast.
They don't need to know. That's just for us.
Is carpeted.
Not
but it might not be a carpet.
It's a mat.
Just a little bit of a Patreon context for you.
Well, now we can't cut it.
For more exciting behind the scenes featurette, subscribe to the Roller Boys Patreon.
Which is not complete yet.
You get a binder and...
You get a World War II Spitfighter? Maybe?
Oh, wow, that'd be great for our Patreon. If we could just, like... If we get a subscription to one of those Build Your Own Ship magazines...
Yep.
And then our Patreon is, like, $2 more than what an issue costs...
Yeah.
We could also offer that. So we, like,
but then I assume the shipping is going to pretty cut into that profit.
No, we just set it to their address.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, look at that. Brilliant, yeah.
We'd be making money. And also... What?
No, I was going to include this chat in, but now it's definitely getting cut.
It'll have
it's too genius.
It's too
we can't
genius.
Let
I don't
him
want
know.
Other people stealing this idea. We're like a middleman.
Well, I subscribe to the Roller Boys Patreon, and in 9 weeks, I'm going to have this full working Millennium Falcon.
Oh, is that a Star Wars podcast? Oh, absolutely not.
It's a chance-based dice game.
No one's going to get all right, you're out of the lift. Bing pong.
That was a lot easier than the way we went down to that.
Yes, yeah.
Oh yes, we've had lifts installed to all the sewers. You'd be mad to use the old tunnels. They're crawling with giant spiders and sewer rats with brains hanging out. Anyway, goodbye. Goodbye forever.
Now that are we in our item shop?
Sure.
Yeah. Whoa, this elevator goes to our item shop.
Straight to the item shop.
Why did we definitely take the stairs? We
can't. Get out of here, kids. This is the. If you've got no money, it's not a bookshop. Book library. It's not a library place. A what?
Yeah.
You arrive at your item shop and.
I knew we should have taken the elevator down. If I had known. Okay. Gary.
Yes.
Just as, and I can't tell you how much I hate to ask and how much we are not going to do it, but like,
anything
if you
I
had
can...
any suggestions for sprucing up this item shop or things that you might feel would be popular with the people, what would you do if you owned an item shop?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great idea. You should fill it with, what about great memorabilia from when you were a wrestler?
Ah.
You could get some ideas at the wrestling museum.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, yeah, I've already committed to not doing whatever dumb idea you come up with, but like...
We could sell some of your old things.
That. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. You could have like honest Joe Thunder merchandising here.
Could have like a vending machine with your old underwear in it.
What? Nice. No, absolutely not.
I would need some old
that
underwear.
That violates so many health and safety regulations.
All right, okay. Bye, orphans.
Goodbye.
Goodbye forever.
Bye. I'm stealing something.
No. Oh.
You look over and he's got a dust bunny.
You put that back. I know your dad. Oh.
They all leave and you see... And Gary Lightning is waving through the dirty shop window.
I draw the blinds.
I clean the window.
Yeah. Good. Nice hustle. Guys, I've got that big wrestling tournament coming up against. And for the first time ever, I think I'm actually worried about it. How many days away is it? I wonder out loud.
It's 2 days away.
Guys, it's 2 days away, and I need to get into shape.
Now, just so you know, for anyone that's keeping track of the time, time works different in the sewers of Waterdeep, so whatever number I said in the last session, it's now 2 days.
Excellent.
Messing with orcs you can always sometimes do that, I assume.
Well, yeah, but like, I'm a little worried. I just saw him take out the God of Death. But the good news is, I have a feeling that the sewers work as like a hyperbolic time chamber. I could go down and train for like 8 months.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you guys be interested in doing like an audio montage with me to try and get me in shape?
Absolutely.
Maybe suggest some things that I could do. I'm going to start by running up and down these just two little steps here. Just hup, 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 hup,
is
hup,
it like
hup,
a shop hup, step ladder?
Oh, yeah, yes, yes. So 3 steps now. And I'm going to try and not fall over forward onto it when I climb up it.
All right.
Very good. What about if you juggle some of these brain rats?
Yeah, yeah. Give me the heaviest
rats. I just
rat
start throwing them at him.
I can't juggle, so I'm just sort of throwing them up in the air and catching them again.
As you're stepping?
Yes.
What about you dodge this attack?
That's a 3.
I guess I watch you just like half throw something towards me. Just look at it on the ground.
You're doing great.
And time.
All right, that ought to do it.
What was that, like 2 minutes?
Yeah, I feel a little stronger. A lot more tired, actually.
Big day.
You can help me fill in this form.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, give us a look.
I'm applying to be an orphan.
you're disowning your parents? Yeah, you've got some parents that...
No, don't think so. No, they're already disowned. I think I'm technically an orphan.
Have you written up this form yourself?
It's in crayon, but there's... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks like what Teddy thinks writing looks like. So it's just squiggles and curly bits. And...
I'd love to help you out, Teddy. Yeah, there's lots of different ways you can become an orphan.
Now that I'm an orphan, I can go and hang out with those cool kids.
I'm sure you could go and hang out with them at any point anyway.
Could I?
Well, I mean, we'd prefer your company. We've got like a whole
Are you guys
gang of three
well,
going.
How do we make you guys orphans?
I actually am already an orphan. I don't like to talk about it that much, but I grew up in the orphanage like around the corner.
Gage?
Where
do your parents live?
Living parents, yes. They are also in Waterdeep.
Let's go.
I've
got that dagger. And...
Maybe they could just come too. Maybe we don't have to. I don't know exactly what you're suggesting. But well, like,
I mean, can you be an orphan if you have parents?
I suppose not.
I mean, it's kind of a requirement. I mean, that to have parents...
I'm sure they'll understand.
Do we have to be an orphan to hang out? Can't we just go visit? Do good deeds?
I guess so.
High five some children?
But I'd rather force Gary Lightning to hang out with me all the time.
Well, he seems like a guy that can't say no to people. It's a real character flaw. So why don't you just go ask him? I don't think he can let people down. We'll think about it. In terms of memorabilia, I don't feel like I've been carrying a lot of, you know, my stuff around with me. Mm. I'm pretty sure, like, I get a new uniform, I just leave the old one in a pile at whatever uniform shop I'm in.
Yeah, you just undress right there.
Yeah, and just leave it and just in leave a filthy, it on, sticky
yeah.
pile.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you all do, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
and
how
And just
you...
to be clear, so I'm far. Wearing my, like, Conan the Barbarian like, Speedo type deal with the little tuff around the...
Yeah, it's hard to forget the jumpsuits, but I am trying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, me too, that's why I'm saying it out loud.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, are you all
whole
in...
new season, whole new attire.
Yeah, whole new attire. Are you all
well,
in the Conan?
I'll have to remember.
I think we I know that I'm in the Conan thing.
Yeah, I think it's Conan the whole way down.
Well, if we can't remember, now would be an excellent opportunity for you guys to change clothes.
Let's use things in the item shop to wear.
I think this is exactly what we did.
I feel another montage coming on.
I found this dust bunny.
It's been a while
since
we've
recorded. You're going to need more than that.
2 days later.
Wow, you guys look great.
I'm just using my orphanage application and tie it over my privates.
I don't like that. Something.
Just a single sheet of paper.
Yeah, something very sinister about that.
Would you like to see my orphan application?
Yeah, see, that's the problem. The way you phrase it is orphan application. It sounds like you're
planning to kill your parents.
Why don't you go explore this clothing rack over here?
Okay, rummage.
You
got nothing.
You find
no inspiration.
Paper, please.
You find an enormous sombrero. It's also made of orphan applications. A bunch of them woven together.
Nice.
And a pair of like Elton John style sunglasses that say 2020 and the eyes are the zeros. They're Ooh. Also made out of paper. And then in a finer inspection, they are orphan applications.
What does 2020 mean?
It's a vision thing.
Nice.
It's an eye joke.
Nice. It was a good, yeah. Are you just erasing?
Just Dan's erasing furiously the memory of this character. Yeah.
This is worthless.
Finally figured out how to become an orphan. Character history.
Oh, wow. I am actually an orphan, dude.
On closer inspection.
So do you think if, because we're like, because me and Gage, like, you're like sidekicks. You think if
that's certainly not the case when we're splitting up the gold, but like, I mean, sure.
Well, maybe you're my side. Are you my sidekicks?
I mean,
what if
I feel like we've got a whole rock, paper, scissors thing.
Yeah, going on. Yeah. Yes. Like Gage is maybe my sidekick and no. Joe's Teddy's sidekick. Gage is Joe's sidekick. Mm-hmm. And Teddy is Gage's sidekick.
I think it's about time to reach the summit of Mount Watch Your Point.
And then, because we're related, what if we can get merch and we can put Teddy and Gage on the merch as well?
Oh, I see. Yes,
I don't
yes.
know why we haven't done that already?
I empty my equipment satchel.
there's a lot of dirty laundry in there and some very smelly morph suits.
Ooh, save that for the merchandise for the exhibition.
Who knew all this equipment that we've never used could be so useful?
How much do you think my cane would sell for?
I would probably hold on to that, Teddy. I mean,
okay.
That's a gift from Unky, right?
Yeah. How much? Ooh. Could we put him on the merch?
Yeah, what's he up to?
Does he have to be here to be on the merch?
I mean, if you can remember what he looks like, I suppose we could draw him. What sort of merch are you thinking? Like hats, t-shirts?
Yes. Yeah. Things that we've come across, prizes. There's a stuffed scorpion.
Do you think
Teddy's
these
been
things
carried
be available... For purchase via, like, a Patreon, or...
Yes, you know, the true fans could, you know, get a kick out of seeing these once-used items.
Wow, some real-life Gage Glenn Rickett merch.
Mm,
for a very reasonable price to help out their favorite adventurers.
What about, like, a mask? Like a Joe mask Ooh. And a Teddy mask?
Mm.
In fact, Gage we should mask. Probably do that just for fun, because then that way we could, like...
Oh.
Cosplay as each other or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, not to get sort of premature here, but I feel like we're sort of, you know, celebrating our, you know, impending victories a little bit early.
This is true.
I mean, we're not sort of
but
done yet.
Cards on the table, where my head's at now. Mm. Let's get Teddy a Joe mask. Send him into the wrestling tournament. Uh-huh. I sneak up behind Gary Lightning and then, you know, etc.
Oh, yeah, we could do a whole routine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we could give out Joe Mask to the audience, and
that would also be cool. Well,
and,
yeah,
and the little rats could have Joe Masks.
Definitely,
that's terrifying.
Incorporate the rats somehow. That, I mean, they kind of owe us a little bit.
That's right. Are the rats still down here? Do I have to open up like the trap door and yell down to them? Or
yeah, as you open the trap door, you can see them all like sitting there in a big blob in the like a bunch of rats making the shape of a giant rat is like peering up at you.
Ooh. Hey, rats, it's Joe.
Hello.
Can I count on your help for the wrestling tournament later on?
Absolutely. What type of shenanigans would you like us to perform?
Lots of individual rats taking the shape of a big giant rat seems like a pretty tip-top idea.
Cool.
Can you transform into like a Gary Lightning?
They transform into a shape of a Gary Lightning.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Four.
Now can you do a merry-go-round?
And they turn into a merry-go-round, the horses bobbing up and down. Oh. Like life size, you could jump onto it.
Can you turn into like an automaton that can then turn into a truck?
that turns into this giant robot thing, and then that disguises itself as an enormous truck. And then you hear telepathically, "What's a truck?"
Good question, actually.
How do you know? How do you know about trucks?
Now do a Ninja Turtle.
Forget I said anything. Turn into a Spitfire. Oh, no, Ninja Turtle, yeah.
They turn into a Ninja Turtle. They start flipping rats.
A Ninja Turtle flying a Spitfire.
The Ninja Turtle jumps into a bunch of rats that are in plane formation, being held up with, like, little brackets of rats.
Can we monetize this?
Yeah.
Do we have to have an item shop?
Rats on request.
Why do I write notes?
He's right. The rats are ready. Wait for my signal, rats.
Very good.
I close the truck door. Look, I feel all montaged up. I've got rats as like a contingency plan. There was a bunch of stuff with the Wizard Cabal and the Wizard Council and stuff.
And also like Zen sort of... is here in town. So...
Yeah, your girlfriend.
Friend, okay, who is a woman.
It's fine.
Is this the bank teller?
You're
talking about?
No.
Does Zen know about the bank teller?
I feel...
I'm sorry, we're just busting your balls. Look. Let's go. I didn't realize our day was so filled up and so busy. You know, you're sitting around and all of a sudden it's like noon and you're like, oh, wait, hold on, I had heaps to do today.
We did spend a lot of time playing rat charades, I feel like. It was pretty fun though, wasn't it?
Oh, that would actually be way more fun. We were just giving it requests. It'd be way more fun to do, like, yeah, asking for this or that.
I tried to attack Joe, but you got I rolled a one.
Rolled a nat one. You hear a large clanging behind you, Joe.
I'm sorry, I was trying to be like, you know, trying to like, you know, get your reflexes on, like on a razor wire or whatever. But I just stabbed myself.
I appreciate that. Oh no,
Teddy.
All right, well, we'll add it to the list. Let's we'll go visit.
Call Dolly, I guess.
Visit Zan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Check in on the wizards. Make sure that society isn't about to collapse.
Yes.
And then we'll attend to atmosphere. Your wounds.
I wouldn't worry about this too much.
How far away is Zan's factory?
Factory in the center of town, so it's probably about a 15-minute little jaunt down the road.
Sweet. So can I see it from where I'm standing now?
You can see the giant smokestack appearing above the small construction site that's happening around it, but the factory itself you cannot see because of obstructing buildings.
Fair enough. That looks like the place.
Oh, yes. Follow the smoke yonder.
Advance.
You open the door.
Effort.
There's a bustling Waterdavian street in front of you with these strange cars.
Pardon me?
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
There you go. Hey.
Trying to get through the...
Sorry. Oh, actually, there are trucks now, so the rats know what trucks are. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, they turn into Optimus Prime.
Does Teddy even know what trucks are, though?
I don't know. I can't answer that for you. You start wandering down the street, and as you do see this enormous, like, piped building with all of these chimneys, black smoke coming out the top of it. Ooh. A lot of, like, unnecessary gears. Looking over at Gage, you're like, mostly aesthetic. It's cool, but it's definitely... We're hitting steampunk gone too far. And you can see, as you get close to this factory, more and more the people start disappearing and the automatons start increasing. So there's a lot more robots around here doing a lot of the construction work, building this enormous factory in the center of the city.
Do I recognize any of the robots?
They all look exactly like Name, Sasbot, and PB.
Teddy, just while we're walking, I just wanted to mention that pitch that you gave the rats about a robot that can turn into a truck. Mm. I think there's a huge marketability there.
Yeah.
That'd be very popular. Like, both as a real thing, but then as a smaller version, we could sell subscriptions week by week.
Like a theater. Like toys.
Yeah, but like also for like real life. Look at these robots like walking around on legs. Imagine if they could just like whip, 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 whip into a truck. That's the noise I'm thinking of for when they change.
Can they not already?
I don't know. Hey, robot.
One of them turns to you. Yes.
Are you able to... Oh, no. Teddy, you go, please.
Oh, it's just going to... You're just going to be, like, assertive. I was like, just turn into a truck.
I cannot.
Can I... Can I fold him into a trunk?
Ow, ow, ow.
Oh, Teddy, no.
You can do it. You can do it. You just believe in yourself.
Am I a truck yet?
Believe.
Ow.
All right, Teddy, this feels mean now.
Oh.
I am a truck without wheels. Why do I live?
Oh, we better get out of here before somebody can sees what you've done.
Help me. Come back.
Can I
help me.
Can I stuff him in one of our merchandise bags? Or
every moment I live is agony.
Power down.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would work.
That was pretty close. I mean, it's almost a truck.
Yeah, well, let's put it on the back burner and continue on into this ominous-looking factory.
Yay.
Gage?
Yeah, yes?
Do they really need all these gears on the building? It seems like a lot.
No, I think a lot of them are just useless. Just probably for, as they say, aesthetics.
Ah.
Which, not my thing personally. I like function over form.
Damn
but,
right.
You know?
That's why you hang out with us two.
Oh my.
Well, it looks very interesting. Mm. That's a bit disappointing to find out.
Well, I mean, you know, hopefully there's more function inside.
Do they need all this smoke, or is that also just aesthetics?
Can I find that out?
You know that the process that Lantan uses is they basically are burning fossil fuels and everything to drive the machines. Mm. So, yeah, the smoke is a required byproduct.
I smell in the air. Mm, the smell of the future.
Mm, it's thick. It's industrious.
Mm-hmm. Future is thick.
I look inside the building for Zan.
You go to this giant building. It's got an automatic door that scream. Sorry, not scream open.
Oh my god!
Whoa!
The doors start screaming open, and you see a reception desk with a robot sort of built into it, and they're sort of like filing papers with one hand. Their head swivels around to greet you. Hello, how may we service you?
Are these doors sentient?
Yes, we made them feel pain.
Okay. It's very disturbing.
Many of the robots here have been taught to learn pain. I mean, programmed, not taught.
Hey, that explains the one you ran into just outside. Yeah.
We do not know why they do this to us.
I am looking for a gnome individual of the name Zan Tuffler.
Ah,
if
of
she
course.
Is present.
Zan Tuffler. The robot spins around to a large book. Do you have an appointment?
She's expecting us sometime.
Oh,
at some point.
Who not, may not I say a... is calling?
My name is Gage, Glenn Rickett.
Gage,
personal
yes.
friend. Let me just assure you that when nothing else, anything more, but, you know, acquaintance, for
I,
sure.
I say to
but,
Teddy,
like,
what is it with this guy and tell us?
Sure, whatever
Sorry,
you say. No, I totally believe you. Uh-huh. Just
if
friends.
If you could just, you know, page her or
oh,
let
no.
us know we're here.
I have a note right here that says, Gage Glenn Rickett.
Oh.
Entry code B. We all access card.
Oh, thank you.
And hands you over a small plastic card. It's a little thick, but use these on the doors to open them. Continue down the yellow marked streamers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Can I have one?
No.
My name is Teddy.
What? I've already given one.
I'm sorry.
You can use mine, Teddy.
I'm
you
Teddy.
What? Why would I? How would I know?
Wait, I'm off.
I am programmed to know everything.
Oh, I'm Teddy.
No, what? Stop that.
I pulled Teddy away.
Usually
Good.
Works.
Take him away.
It usually works.
Guard, seize him.
Sorry about all the blood.
That thing is bleeding.
Well, can I swap the card when we get to the door?
As you walk, a little Roomba comes up and is cleaning up the blood behind you.
Oh, do you have a medic in the...
Absolutely. We have the finest doctor robots on the
planet. Oh, please,
planet.
Yes. If you could patch this up, this one here.
Very good. Follow the red streamers to the medical ward.
Okay. Streamers?
Yes, streamers hanging from the ceiling.
Yay.
We could not think of an easier way to mark the directions.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it feels like a party when you walk there.
Well,
yay!
I'm sure we won't lose our way with all the amount of blood that's coming out of Teddy. So,
could you possibly tell Zan to meet us at the medical bay?
Yes.
Zan Tuffler
Perfect.
Is currently in the middle of intensive research and has asked not to be moved. But that keycard should grant you all access to the lower basement subcomplex area.
Oh, well, perfect.
It's absolutely
thank
perfect.
Thank you very much.
I love yes. all access.
You can literally go anywhere you want in this strange factory research facility. Any Seems... door you see can be opened by that key card. Huh. Zan Tuffler has made it so that you can go literally anywhere you want. Who knows what dangers lurk behind each door?
I'd like to stay here for a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's a little bit ominous.
The cleaning robot has climbed up you and is trying to clean the blood as it's dripping out of you.
All right, we should probably get to the med bay first.
Mm-hmm. On we go, towards the streamers.
Very good, I'll see you there.
Oh. Teddy follows the blue streamers.
Wrong way. Hey, you with the hole in your brain. Red streamers, come on. Get it together. What the hell, man?
Come on, Teddy. Try not kidding. To stab yourself on the way through.
I use the card key on the medic door.
Yep, on the you start. You exit the reception facility.
Ah! Oh, these doors always get me. I flinch back.
Yeah, it screams open, and you can see there's a well-lit metal corridor with red streamers hanging from the ceiling. They almost kind of obscure your vision a little bit, just because there's just a dumb amount of them.
A lot of cheering when we come in.
Yeah. Hey! As you walk down the corridor for a couple of...
the
like,
sentient streamers, is that what you're saying?
Hey,
look who's here!
You start walking down the red corridor. At the end of the red corridor, you see another door with the red medical symbol in front of the door, and it has written in a bunch of languages, doctor's room, medical, blah, 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 blah. All these different like key signs in. And there's a panel on the left-hand side of the door that has a card reader.
Maybe we should warn the door before we open it. Like,
can't hurt.
Like, door, we're going to open you now.
I know. Please do not. It hurts me so much.
I shoved the card in.
Oh, dear. Oh, this so sucks.
I'm sorry.
All right, quickly, through.
Oh, no. I'm about to clog.
You enter the room and you can see that there is all these blue like medical curtains around the place that have little beds in them. You know, basically a surgery ward, as it were. And there is a robot that's hovering on these thrusters. It's very Fallout. It's got sort of an orbish shape with a bunch of eyes around it and a bunch of hands coming out of it with all these tools on the end of them. A floating surgical robot reminiscing of Fallout and Star Wars. Just mash those two ideas together.
Star Wars, you say? No. hey, Doc, my friend here needs
Hello.
A full,
yes, I know.
Full repairs mm-hmm. charge to the company card.
Very good. Please lay on this surgery table. I'm the same AI as at the desk, so I already knew you were coming.
Oh, Teddy lies down on his stomach.
No, what? The robot grabs you and flips you over.
Whee!
Why would you...
That's my little joke.
Okay.
Teddy! I write notes. Very chaotic.
Yeah, we could gauge. That one's for you.
An arm
he loves it.
An arm comes out with a sewing needle, another one with a burning hot red poker. This will hurt quite a bit. Are you ready?
Well, in that case...
Quickly, do it now.
No, thank you. No.
Did you see that? Donald Duck just went by. And it stitches and sears you up.
Hooray!
How do you feel, Teddy?
Let me jiggle.
You have lost so much blood.
There's no more blood.
Would you also like me to plug the hole in your head?
Oh, please, yes.
Very good.
That's a long time coming.
The robot...
It's like it stitches his nostrils up.
The robot floats over and you see it like rummaging through a cabinet. Ah, yes, perfect. It comes back with a large cork and just... Does anyone have... Yeah.
Well, that's on the way out.
Quick, put it back. There we go.
Very good. I will charge this to the company card as requested.
Oh, thank you very much.
No problem at all. Have a lovely day.
You too.
I hope to see you around the facility in the other areas that I manage.
Oh, actually, before we leave, could you take a look at this? Mm. And I sort of like spin around and show him the finger pointing out of like my lower back.
Oh, I could easily cut that off if you'd like.
Please.
Very good. It pulls out a big hacksaw. This is going to hurt a lot.
Oh, okay. How much could it really have?
Well, let me just close that
door there. Thank that you. Was we're the cover. It takes the hacksaw and cuts off the finger that's growing out of your butt.
Ow.
Would you like me to stop it from bleeding as well?
Please. Ooh, do I get to keep...
Would you like to keep it?
Yeah, please.
Here you go. It puts it in a little doggy bag and hands it over.
Wiggling. I'm not going to eat it, but yes, thank you.
I didn't know. You humans are weird.
You do surgery and stuff.
Wiggling like a worm. That's what I'm picturing.
It's trying to get out of the bag.
You do surgery and stuff. Do you have like disposable clothes or something?
Absolutely. We always keep a spare pair of scrubs.
Well, let me just...
That's easy for you to say.
And do you manufacture those here?
Absolutely we do. We have an entire tailoring division.
Ooh.
That ward is upstairs.
Can you customize them?
Absolutely. We could make literally any clothes you want.
Oh, well, we'll put that on our list. Absolutely.
Put us down for like 1,000 of with like my face, 1,000 with Gage's face, 1,000 with Joe's.
The order has
2,000 with Joe's, because he's the star.
Your order has been completed. Work will begin.
Charge it to the company. Yeah,
immediately. It has also been charged to the company credit card.
Can I also get like 5 extra of whatever Teddy gets outfitted in as well, but in my size?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm planning a switcheroo later on.
I will...
Don't tell anybody.
I will not tell anybody. You have placed a secret order. Would you also like to charge this to the company credit card?
Absolutely.
It will be charged to the secret company secret credit card.
Ooh, I didn't realize that.
Do you make... You know that play Mission Impossible?
Absolutely, I know that play Mission Impossible. I have been uploaded with all plays ever done.
Can you make those plastic masks that people, it looks like their face, and then you just, they can tear them off? It's like really seamless, though.
I will get as close as possible.
And we want, how many we want?
Or maybe just 5 of each of our faces in various sizes.
I am
expressions.
Well, from what I understand in the play, the expressions go with your face. Like,
he's got you there.
There you go. Mm.
I have uploaded the schematics of my best representation of plastic faces to disguise yourself as other people. Uploading. Done. Complete. Your order has been placed. Would you like this also to be a secret order?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Very good. It will be charged to the secret company secret credit
card.
Also,
what time do people like clock off here?
No humans work. No mortal races work in this factory.
I nearly got you there.
Only robots. And Zan Tuffler. She is the only living creature outside of yourselves currently in the factory.
Sweet, but she's got to be there for a while. Like,
she barely ever leaves. Excellent. She's kind of a workaholic.
Just got worried that we're spending a lot of time here. We're going to be done at like 6 p.m. and
down at the tavern.
Yeah.
No, I promise you I would keep her there until it was narratively elegant.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
AI. That sounds very...
What? No, she's free to leave whenever she wants.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good.
Well, on to Zan, I guess.
Are you sure you didn't want to fuck around anymore? Are there any other insane orders you want to...
Where do we collect the...
They will be distributed at the reception desk on your way out when they are completed in one narrative amount of time.
Efficient.
Oh, we're extremely efficient.
Yellow streamers. You say
yes, follow the red streamers back to the reception area.
Oh, yes.
And then follow the yellow streamers down to the secret underground secret bunker.
Red streamers and yellow streamers?
Yes, it's very simple.
It's all right, Teddy. I've got notes right here.
You will meet me at the reception desk when you finish the red streamers. I cannot stress this enough that it's going to...
Here, Teddy.
Would it be easier if I replaced all of the red streamers with yellow streamers?
I mean, I did just write all this down. I mean,
I will burn this paper you've written it on.
Oh no, that's okay. Well, I'm sure we'll find Zan. I've actually even got my earpiece. I forgot. I could just, you know, call and let her know we're coming right now.
Oh,
we just have to follow the yellow ones to get to where Zan is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yellow,
but first, Teddy, the I've red got an idea. To get
yellow
back.
And I'll, red.
If you would like to see the progress on your insane orders, follow the blue streamers upstairs to the tailoring division.
I'm just going to race Teddy to Zan's office.
Do you know the color wheel?
I do, but... And then I run.
Into the door.
Now we're both screaming.
As we're heading back, I page Zan with my earpiece and be like, come in, Zan. This is... Gage, Glenn Rickett here. Hello.
We're in your house.
Sorry, that was...
We're inside your house.
That's Teddy. He says hi.
I'm just playing a game.
We are inside your house. We're coming to see you. Just heading into the factory zone. We're following the red streamers back to the reception, and then following the yellow streamers to the factory area.
Makes sense.
As were written on my notes.
That was a you went to voicemail. I didn't want to interrupt you, but Zan didn't answer us. I don't know if that's going to change your opinion, but yeah, that was all.
I don't think she's home, guys. So.
Maybe she's screening your calls. I can't imagine why.
You see a the medical robot is following behind you and projects up a layout of the factory. And there is all of these different sections. There's the blue section upstairs. There's a purple and green section that weave off. The yellow section is actually right down the bottom below the green, purple, and red like levels. And it is deep, deep underground.
So we're going...
Going down there. Okay. Zan Tuffler is in this area here. Yeah. Sometimes she doesn't get very good reception.
Oh, of course.
So do these streamers go down like the flights of stairs?
Yes, absolutely. There... Of course okay, they
cool.
would.
Cool.
Do you have an elevator?
Absolutely. What type
carpeted
of...
or matted?
It has a... It's got a... It's got a... Fuck you.
Now we
got
to keep...
Now we
got to
keep...
Shit.
It's got this weird mat thing that you could argue is a carpet.
How do the streamers work in the elevator? Do they just have like a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Excess streamer in them so as the elevator goes up and down it doesn't like...
Oh no.
Break or snap or...
When you're following the yellow streamers, a robot will replace the entire elevator. It will burn the old one and build a new one with the correct color streamers in there.
Mm-hmm, yes. Seems efficient. Fair enough.
Less efficient.
It's perfectly efficient.
Oh, we agree. Yes. Everything's cool. Everything's, like, that's fine.
Looks like
yellow
we're
floor,
here.
Please.
Yeah. All right, you start walking through the area. You are walking through this corridor. You get back to the reception area, follow the yellow streamers. You start walking through an enormous factory floor. There's all these automatons that are basically built into the... literally built into the floor, and you can see them all, like, they've got specialized arms for welding and riveting machinery together, and each of them has just one individual job. This one rivets in this screw, another one here is welding together the same piece of metal as basically like a car factory. All of these pieces of metal and technology are constructed together until a car is produced at one end. You look, that's happening on one side of the factory floor. On the other side, you see little radios and toasters all being mass-produced in the exact same manner.
Wow, look at how itty-bitty those radios are.
For some reason, all those robots with robot arms all have a face as well, just screaming in the floor. Sorry.
Like if one of the robot car arms is like tightening a nut, it's really like putting its lips around.
Well, I didn't really think that, but yes, that, it is that now.
You're walking along this skyway corridor with yellow streamers coming down as you basically have this beautiful view. It's almost like you're on a bit of a tour of the factory. You reach an elevator. You hit the button. You hear a furnace go off as one of the lifts is destroyed.
Hope no one was in there.
Another one is quickly constructed and the doors scream open again.
Oh, me this time.
You have a go. and then the door opens up. It's got yellow streamers hanging in the lift. You walk in.
Hey, guys. They didn't applaud back or anything.
Oh, you were talking to the doors.
No, I was talking to the streamers.
Oh, the streamers. Oh, yeah. Hey, congratulations. Happy birthday. You get inside and there is one button, which is the level down.
Oh, it's not the furnace level, though, is it?
No.
Okay, cool.
The doors scream close again.
I remember to scream away from the mic.
Yeah, we're learning. And then the light goes up for the floor below, and the elevator screams down another flight.
Ow!
It burns. It comes to an abrupt stop, and the doors scream open again. And you are on another one of these tour-like walkways, like a sky bridge over over two research labs on your left and right. On the left-hand side, you can see there's a lot of alchemical and like medical research going on. They seem to have sort of like flayed out, skin basically pinned against a wall, and they seem to be doing tests on it to see how it reacts to stuff.
There's maximizing how much pain they can get robots to feel. The problem is, we set them in the furnace, but they don't feel any flesh burning.
But again,
I'm rethinking my allegiances here. This is like a torture chamber for automatons here.
Skin flayed up, they're like poking and prodding.
They seem to be. It's not that, guys. It's medical research in the form of like they seem to be looking at skin grafting and also like regrowing like limbs and everything in this sort of vat situation. So they've got a lot of alchemical setups and a lot of like vats, like tank vats with like organs and stuff floating inside of them. And you can see these robots are on little wheels. They've got lab coats on and they've had faces sort of drawn onto them to like, they don't need them, but it seems to make them more human. They wheel around this little laboratory and you see them taking down notes and quickly like crunching numbers and everything. As you're walking across, they turn and do an awkward wave to you in unison. All of them turn and wave at exactly the same time.
Can we wave in the same way back?
Absolutely, you can.
One, two, three.
Here we go, waving. Hello.
Teddy, do you have all your organs accounted for? I can't remember anymore.
Most of them, probably.
Oh, that's
I don't know. Who knows, really?
Perhaps this technology could sort of assist you with your missing...
Yeah, I'll have some organs.
Stock you up a bit, I guess.
You're on a sky bridge over the research labs. You're not actually on the lab floor or anything. So you'd have to like break the glass and...
Oh.
We'll keep just going past an hour.
It's probably an easy way. Yeah. It's probably a hallway that goes into...
Surely.
Probably don't need to smash.
We'll ask then.
Mm. All right. Mm.
On the right-hand side, you can see that it is very much the opposite idea of medical research, and this is technological research. You see that they've got an enormous... looks like a jet thruster. They've got it pinned in place and it's basically a jet turbine is like very, very slowly spinning. And then one of them, in this sort of like lab research code, dramatically hits a red button and the jet engine whirs up to an incredible speed. And you see jet of flame shoot out of the back.
You know, before I decided on Joe Thunder, that was... going to be one of my wrestling names. It's just weird to see it here. Jet Thruster.
Jet Thruster. Doesn't he have that same sort of ring that...
No, I didn't think so. Hmm. I definitely like the whole JT thing. Just Jet was a cool, fast name. And I mean Thruster, obviously. So, yeah. But I landed on Joe Thunder.
All right.
I had some trunks with JT on them. I had to, like, retro-engineer.
Right.
I pause and like check if I'm saying this out loud. Or just like, am I reminiscing or am I?
Yes, you certainly did say that out loud. You even said that out loud. But,
No. I mean, I stop this.
Well, if you pivot into like stripping, you could probably change it back to Jet Thruster.
Jet Thruster, yeah. Mm.
I mean, there is a lot of other wrestlers out there with thunder and lightning based imagery.
Now.
Surprising numbers, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a name change wouldn't go awry.
I could change it to Harry Humidity. Or Simon Sprinkling.
Simon Cyclone.
Oh, that's way better.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the doors to the next lift, they
Timmy
yelp.
Timmy Tsunami.
They yelp open. Ow!
Telly Tsunami.
Timmy. It was Timmy Tsunami. It was very good, but I'm...
Sorry, yes.
No, it's fine. It's my fault.
David Downpour.
No. I'm actually...
Carol Cumulus. Does it have to be boy names?
Carol can be a boy's name.
Neville Nimbus.
I don't mind that one either.
Zen.
No, that name's already taken.
Yeah,
I'm just getting reception here.
The next elevator doors yelp open. You get inside as you hear one is disintegrated and another one constructed directly in front of your eyes, and yellow streamers fall down. And then it again, it screams down as it goes another floor down to the next level below. And then the doors...
Acknowledged.
Yeah, and the doors yelp open again. And
it's just a horrifying entrance to this factory.
Yeah.
There's another sky bridge in front of you. Down here, you see it's not medical or engineering. It seems to be military research. There's a bunch of automatons wearing like military garb, wearing that sort of like officer level suit. It's sort of still the One Piece style thing, but it's all camo gear. They're wearing funny little hats and have faces drawn on them, but these faces are not smiling. And they seem to be wielding these very strange, like, bigger versions of the guns that Unki Gorville would have had. And they seem to be firing, like, energy waves out of them that sort of shock and knock these test dummies at the end of the firing range over. There's also a large Batmobile-style tank that you can see there that's, like, it's got a little bit of a cover halfway over it. And the robots here do not turn to wave in you. They seem to be conducting their research, firing down this range at the end of test dummies, these strange energy weapons.
Ooh, let's remember to come back to this floor.
Yes, I do recall Zan accidentally mentioning tanks at one stage, a sort of apparatus that she sort of was in the works, and this appears to be what she was talking about.
Definitely come in handy for the wrestling tournament.
That's, yes, it could be. Sort of a little bit concerned that could be that they're gearing up for a little bit of a war here.
Oh, it's mostly just for show. It's largely fake. Like, we've known each other a long time.
Well, I hope you're right.
I mean the wrestling.
Oh, sure. Yes, absolutely. I make some notes in my notepad.
Wrestling
cross fake. My dreams are shattered.
Can't let that notebook get out to anybody. But yes, this actually, now that you mention it, is slightly worrying.
I'm just going to make a little note in my notepad, just to maybe inform the wizards, if they should ask, that there is some stuff going on here.
Give me a intelligence. This would be a tinkering check. In plus proficiency.
17?
Oh, very good.
Wait, yeah.
You're looking over this. These energy weapons are doing a force damage equivalent, and these ones that you're looking at now seem to be, like, not shooting to kill, like the blunderbusses that Uncle Gorville made. You can probably intuit that these might be peacekeeping weapons, but then when you look over at the tank, you notice it is equipped with explosives, basically, like tank shells.
And these robots are not smiling.
No, they're not smiling at you, but they do have faces drawn on them. You get to the end. There's another elevator there, and it is quickly incinerated, and then a new one is created. And it's clonked into the wall there.
When we press the button, does it go like, ooh?
Yeah, they're getting healthier as you get lower. These doors get used less, so.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. The door grunts open, and you enter the elevator. It's got Zan Tuffler's private research lab as the only button there. Mm. Press that, and it glides silently down the elevator shaft. And then it reaches its destination, and the doors grunt open again, and you see in front of you there is a large open room that is almost dark, but it's got those sort of red safety lights up in the sort of like 30-foot
Gage, why does your girlfriend work in such an ominous place? Like, I gotta...
a little bit concerning, yeah. Isn't it?
It's also got the yellow streamers hanging from this 30-foot-tall room all the way to the floor. So it's almost impossible to see through the room that sort of descends into this red-glowed darkness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I tentatively step through the streamers.
All right, very good. You start moving through the streamers. These red.
I'm hiding behind gate somehow.
You're moving. The streamers are like, they don't hit the floor. They don't exactly hit the floor, so you're probably the most adept at getting through them. This hallway goes on for a long time, and you see a lot of, like, on your left and right, the hall is quite wide. You see a lot of, like, machinery. Like silhouettes, basically. It's hard to tell what they are without getting closer to them. Just this red glow through all of the streamers. It's very hard to make anything out down here. Mm-hmm. As you start twiddling through these streamers,
I'm sure if they put their mind to it, Zen and Gage could do some making out. That's for sure. That's just my two cents. Am I doing that thing again where I verbalize?
Gage nods again. Yes, yes. Definitely said that one out loud. If you could refrain from saying that in front of Zen.
I'm just going to stop thinking.
Just great.
As you're moving through, you don't know how long this hallway is. You've probably been walking for about like 15 seconds through the streamers. You hear a click. All of these lights come on, like bright yellow lights. It blinds you for a split second, and you hear, "Security protocol activated. Nope. Engaging security automatons."
I throw my hands up.
You see a bunch of rustling in the streamers, and then you hear metal against metal as feet hit the grates.
Ooh. And I hit the ground. hands up.
What do they know that we don't?
You start to hear clang, 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 as metal feet start running towards you. And you can see the, sort of like in a forest, like in a Jurassic Park movie, the streamers start to wave and something is coming towards you at speed.
I fumble around and hold up the card key.
All right, very good.
I'm Gage Glenn Rickett, calling for Zen.
And I cower behind Gage again.
All right, very good. As you hold it up, you feel a hot burning sensation, and you see some of the streamers start sizzling, and you hear a very similar sound to Gorville's guns going off as the card you are holding is shot by a laser beam out of your hand.
Oh, okay.
You hear some chatter, and it sounds very mechanical, like a dial-up sound in the distance. And those footsteps keep coming.
Well,
oh no, dial up. In 20 minutes, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Can everybody roll me an initiative?
No.
16?
13. I've got a 19, but plus, I don't know, 3.
Cool. Is it 16?
16.
Very good.
13 for me.
I promise we won't be long about that. I assure you.
Is that like when you say, oh, this is just going to be a quiet one, lads?
Yeah. Okay, Joe, your instincts kick in. You can hear these feet running towards you. Mm-hmm, one of them has stopped, and that's probably what shot this thing out of Gage's hand, but the other one is still barreling towards you. What would you like to do?
If I'm lying belly down on the ground, can I flip over like Teddy flipped over earlier? Uh-huh.
Yep.
Do that trick again so that I'm lying on my back.
Yep.
And can I see anything running towards me?
Give me a perception check.
18.
You've got dark vision going on. You were just, oh no, but it's all lit up now. You start peering through the...
So you're blinded.
So you're completely blinded. You can't see anything. You start peering through the streamers looking for the motion. And you see the spitting image of Name, the robot, which all of these robots kind of look like. But it has a giant, like, glowing arm that is cutting streamers in front of it. And you see, as it sort of slices through them, they do squeal a little bit, and it sort of sizzles them with a bit of heat. It has sort of an energy sword, a light saber, if you will.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not actively coming towards
me? It's absolutely barreling directly towards you. And it's cutting the streamers in front of it to give it a clear run.
Okay, cool.
At a dexterous, like, speed.
I've got two options that I'm going to think through out loud. Which apparently is my thing today.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm either going to... I say it very quietly so they can't hear me. I'm either going to try and, like, rustle for my spear and point my little button at it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to wait till it gets nice and close and try to trip it with my legs, like, as it comes towards me.
Which one would you like to do?
I think I want to do the spear one. I was going to do the other one, but, like, I just can't, you know, pass, you know, the random button on my spear. Let me just fumble my spear and we'll take my time collecting it while the spear loads up the wild magic table.
Yep. Don't worry, we've got dial-up, so...
All right, give me a D100 roll.
So, yes, I you know, get my spear at my side and I sort of, like, slyly try to angle it in the correct way so I can press the button at this guy. And I roll a 68.
Okay. You hold out the button, you click, and then you notice that the streamers start to rise up into the ceiling itself.
Oh, no. Wait.
And also Teddy and Gage, you seemingly have cast the enlarge spell on both of them and the robot room.
Have I shrunk myself?
And you are now half the size of Gage.
God damn it.
Mini Joe again.
Everything you are carrying shrinks down with you, and you are
fine.
Yep.
I've got a wrestling tournament. Like, this couldn't have happened at a worse time.
Ah, very good. Oh my god! I just rolled the nat 20. Gage, what's your AC?
12.
Oh wow. Okay. You hear something hissing, and then the reloading of a gun, and then two more of those laser bolts shoot directly towards you. Oh, what the fuck? Okay. So the crit is gonna hit you for 36 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay, that's better.
36?
36. So you get shot, and this laser, you've got your mage armor up. It sort of half blocks it, but it's a direct shot to the sternum. Yeah. And it burns and sizzles out your Conan the Barbarian outfit completely undamaged because it's just a loincloth. but you feel this this radiating, it is radiant damage as well as this plasma bolt burns into your chest, sizzling away any hair that was trying to grow back. And leaving a deep burn wound directly in your chest. The other one grazes past your arm and only does 12 points of damage.
Fighting underpants may have been a bad idea.
Mechanically, it doesn't do anything to any of you, but yeah. Very good.
Where's Gary Lightning when you need him?
That is Gage, your turn now.
That really hurt. So how many automatons are nearby?
You know, one has just shot you, and mm-hmm. you can see that Joe just pointed his spear at another one, so there's at least two.
I swear I was trying to attack them. I know at this point it looks like any time there's trouble, I'm just like, well, bye.
Off into the grass.
Can I make a perception check to see if Zan is anywhere near?
Absolutely you can. You can do a free perception check for that. Yeah.
19.
You scan the room, this corridor, now that it's lit up, you're looking around and you can see, just like when you're in Lantan, Zan had a lot of projects she was always kind of half working on, a lot of pet projects, a lot of business projects and everything like that. They line the walls now. You actually recognize some of the half-finished ones from back then. And you look down the corridor trying to peer through all of the streamers in your way. And you can see that eventually this room ends because the lights are on down there, but you cannot see Zan herself.
Right.
There seems to be a wall at the end there, but you can't see through all of the streamers to get a clear view of what's down there.
Can I see through the wall?
No, it's a solid metal wall.
I was just thinking if I could like somehow teleport us away from these guys closer.
It's
to
probably about 150 feet. You're just like your quick super brain is working out the distance to that wall, and all you can see is a couple of abandoned projects on the side of the room, and then streamers the whole way down. You can see the robot that just shot you as well with that.
How close are the bots from us?
The one that just shot you is 60 feet out from you directly, and the other one that's running towards you is 40, the one with the sword. Oh, wait, you got a 19 on perception?
Mm.
There's another one hanging out about 20 feet behind the one that shot you as well.
Oh, shit. Jesus. Okay. I'm going to just keep going with my plan and keep paging Zan with my earpiece.
All right, give me a luck check then.
What would that be?
You just roll a d20.
16.
16? All right. You flip out the sending phone, quickly text out another message, send it to her, and you see...
Hold down for space.
You see that she hasn't read the last messages that you've sent through. It's got the little picture of Zan there, and it hasn't moved down since, hey, I'm in Waterdeep, what are you doing? And then there's one below it, like, you know, if you're busy tonight, come around the factory. see you then. She has left you on unread.
Oh, now he hurts physically. And emotionally.
Yeah. Teddy, that is your turn.
Well, I'm thinking what I might do is pick up Gage and either hurl him or just run him back towards the entrance.
All right, very good.
With Teddy's bulk between
absolutely Gage, not a problem. All right, you
robots.
You scoop up the little gnome that is Gage, bundle him up, and just book it a full dash action back to the elevator. You can get.
I think so. It's either that or hurl him. But then I think if I throw him, I feel like I'll do more damage to him.
I mean, I'm not that mean, but you can get 10 feet from the elevator with a full dash action.
I'll do that. I'll
all right,
that.
Very good. Yeah. Gage, you see your compatriots. Joe, you see your compatriots.
Can I scoop up Joe at the same time?
He's He's pretty little. Small.
He's very small. He's absolutely.
Like, two
footballs.
You've got a normal sized football that is Gage, and then an even smaller football, like a little tennis ball, that is Joe. And you book it straight for the elevator. Very good. You hear the telltale sounds of a lit saber cutting through streamers as this this sword wielding robot dashes behind you, cutting its way towards you, but not able to get to you because you dashed back.
That's not as impressive as they think it is. Like, I mean, if it was like bottles of water or something they were cutting through, you know, like on those sword demonstrations. Yeah. But like, you like party streamers, right?
I'm talking about the paper mache.
It's not as impressive as they think. No, chopping those in half.
impressive. No, it's just doing it to get them out of the way. It's sort of like that.
Who could run through a party streamer?
Well, I mean,
not a robot.
It's intimidating. Fine, whatever. No, he gets tangled up and dies.
Yay!
Right, well,
speaking of getting tangled up, everybody give me a strength saving throw.
I got a 10.
I got a 10 also. Class.
You've got a very high strength save. You might have beaten it, Teddy.
Mine's not as big as you think. 11.
Oh, I see. Oh, no. Okay, you see the following things occur. You hear a bamf noise, and then all the what looks like flies seem to fly through the streamers and then rematerialize in this robotic form that looks very akin to Name. This robot form sort of claps their hands together and then grabs onto the streamers. This isn't near you. This is probably about 90 feet from you, but then little nanobots start climbing up the streamers, fly into the roof, shoot along, and then start controlling the streamers directly around you. The streamers turn from that paper mache into nanobot metal and wrap around you and hold and restrain all of you.
I was going to say, if only we had some sort of light sword.
as it is doing that, you see a lot of the form that makes this mage robot disappears into the nanobots, and it seems quite thin and frail right now. That is Joe.
I hit my head with my palm. I go, oh my god, we had the answer to this early today. And I yell out to the robots, power down.
give me a persuasion check.
Ooh.
In the year 21, clean, natural 18.
Natural 18, yep, okay, cool. We'll see what they do on their turn.
Having done my move, I feel no further action.
All right, that is Robot Archer's turn.
Oh my god. Stop doing that.
That is the exact same roll I got on the last one, a 20 and a 13. Teddy, what is your AC?
Because it's 19.
Oh, okay, cool. The 20 hits. You hear a...
Am I able to use shield on for Teddy?
We can't break all... No, it's Target Self. We can't break all the rules.
Can I use shield on
Teddy? Yes. Yeah. Michael, whatever you want.
If we're doing no rules.
Tell me what you want and I'll do it.
Please.
Yeah. Okay, that's a much more reasonable roll.
Can I use Bend Luck on one of them?
What does it do?
D4 to minus or plus.
Okay, I just need to check if you can do that to a crit. If you can, absolutely.
I could try and use my shortening stick and get even shorter again.
You could become down to nano size.
Attack the nanobots.
Yeah, one at a time. On their level.
Hey, guys, convince them all.
Listen here, you punks.
Yes, you can.
For the answer on Reddit, but for a moment there I thought, like, you just ask Reddit every time. Yeah, sure, let me just find out if a player wants
to. You absolutely can turn that nat 20 into a...
Minus 3.
Into a... So 17 plus 5, it still hits, but I'll reroll the damage, so you're not getting crit on. Okay, 13 is 18 points of damage as this blast, it's coming directly towards you and you see a little bit of chaotic magic pinces into your side, Teddy, and hits your freshly formed scar.
Oh, come on.
It makes you wince over a little bit and you take the brunt of it on your shoulder and it's now just a grazing shot as opposed to one that was heading directly for the cork in your head. And you are hit for 18 points of damage. On the back, the other one scores very, very close. You feel the heat of this plasma bolt as it glances past you and leaves a score in the metal wall behind you.
Just got this, like, fixed.
That is... Gage, your turn.
I will try to Thunderwave it, if I can.
The streamers aren't technically creatures? Is that what you, yeah, yeah, is that what you're going for?
I was going to try to use that to...
They are metal, though.
They are metal, though. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, if you do high enough damage, I'll say they break off. How about that? Yeah. Let's do it, baby. Sweet. I love it.
And I will also chuck in a careful spell.
Ah, to know her friends?
Yeah.
They won't get a save because they're literally wrapped around you and you're careful spelling it. So give me the damage. You know that metal and thunder don't get on well, so these wraps will have vulnerability to you.
Do you still make a con save?
No, I'm not even going to make it. It automatically fails.
15 thunder.
Okay. You charge up, basically gathering energy from around you. Looking at these metallic wraps around you, you realize that a dispel isn't going to do anything. So you blast them off with a wave of thunderous force. The nanobots shatter into 1,000 pieces, falling onto the ground, sort of being zapped before they quickly scamper back up like little scarab bugs and then form together into an Alec Mack-style puddle, returning to the mage.
Are we...
You're free. You are all free from the 30 thunder damage you needed to do because it has vulnerability. The 15 turns into 30.
Nice.
Very good. That is Gage's turn. Teddy.
The
door is closed.
It's going to be closed. And there's probably no elevator there anymore.
No, there's an elevator there.
It's not been furnished.
It hasn't been furnished yet. It gets furnished when you call it. Yeah, sorry, fam. They have to kill it live.
Yeah, you need to watch it happen. Yeah.
Is anyone good at voices? Does anyone do Zan's voice?
I could play one of her messages that I have saved for just normal, totally normal reasons.
I know Anthony does a pretty good Zan.
Hey, I'm not here.
Who said that?
Sorry, Nanobots? That was me again. I wasn't thinking. When
been doing that quite a lot today, Joe.
Cut all of that.
Cut what, Joe?
What is happening? I think he's broken.
Oh, it's your turn, Teddy.
Can I just curl up in a ball and cry?
Yep. Give me a curl up in a ball and cry roll.
Are you still holding us?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe I'll just go and I'll run at the door and mash the buttons.
All right.
Is there any buttons?
Or there's one button. One button? It is call elevator.
I don't know which one to press, guys.
Just pick blindly, Teddy.
All right. I pick this one.
It's Oof. The wrong one.
Gah!
But yeah, you hit the button and you hear the elevator gets latched onto something and starts to be incinerated. It will be incinerated and rebuilt within 2 turns.
Oh,
so
God.
Incinerating is your turn now, and then it will be rebuilt on the next turn and the door will grunt open for
I'll
you.
Continue to try to shield these guys.
You're shielding
continue
them.
To try to appreciate that. I'll probably start crying.
The only one that can be attacked right now is you.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of being attacked, you hear that that sword robot thing, 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 lightsaber.
If I just don't look at it, it will go away. Maybe.
It's lightsabering its way through these streamers. You see it does a huge leap into the air as Joe screams, yells out the deactivation protocol. In mid-air, you hear deactivation protocol activated. It folds down into a little cube about the size of like a bull.
Use cat heads.
It's about it's probably about one.
Is it like a shoebox?
No. Two cat heads. Oh. 2x2 cat heads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, small cat heads, but cat heads. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kitten heads?
You're right. That's much easier to...
No? That's too small.
That's too small. That's way too small. Definitely like a... Like not a tabby, but maybe like a Siamese cat head 2x2. A small little box. It folds into that mid-air as it was doing its big anime jump. And then the box falls down to the ground and lands directly next to you.
Can I stomp on it?
Yeah! Yeah, you start stomping on it. It doesn't seem to indent at all as you...
Take that, motherfucker!
It's like your truck idea, but a lot more boring.
Yeah.
This one transforms into a box.
This is very compact.
Well, gotta be honest with you guys. Goodness. I did not think that was gonna work.
No,
I was quite scared there. I'm sorry, Teddy.
Is it just this guy? Or the other guys still are they boxes?
Yeah, what are the other bots doing?
They are still upright and mobile. You see that the one that's all nanobots, that Alec Mack puddle, comes back and reforms.
Nah.
You see that the hands turn into big spikes, and one of the spikes lances directly towards you, Teddy. But it actually weaves around you and plugs into the wall. Now, this is going to be a contested tinkering roll to see who can overwrite the lift. I'm assuming you would like to do it in Gage.
Teddy will do it.
All right.
After you, Teddy.
Teddy, you can do it, and I'll allow you to use any skill you want. But basically, this nanobot robot is trying to override the lift door. Right now.
And we're just trying to stop him from doing this.
Yes. One of you can use a skill to try and prevent it from doing that. I don't care what skill it is, but whatever you roll, I'll raise and lower the DC. Tinkering is the basic one to try and hack the mainframe, but I'm sure there's many others that you can come up with.
I'm going to cover his eyes.
Who, mine? I feel so much calmer now.
Yeah, just to save everybody some trouble. It's like all my
troubles have disappeared.
So who
might go to have a nap?
Who would like to try and prevent this?
I'm going to assume that Gage is...
Okay, very good. Here it is, Gage. You have to beat a... you have to beat a 10. 3 plus 7.
Oh, yeah. 26.
All right, very good. This lance pierces into the circuitry of the lift, and you can see it begin to override the call lift function to send it back up. And as you do, you pull it out quickly, rewire the circuitry, and the lift is incinerated in this one turn, and you've sped up the process. So the lift doors will open at the end of the next round, as opposed to the following. Joe, you are up.
Yes. So
is this the start of the new round?
It is the start of the new round.
Cool.
So, what's the lay of the land? What are we looking at here?
So currently you've got a bunch of streamers all around you. Yes. In the distance, obscured by those streamers but visible, is a robot with a giant sniper Gauss cannon. And then another one that has no weapon but has seemed to be made of nanobots and able to interact with the world around it through them.
Uh-huh.
You are directly at the lift. It has been incinerated because Gage sped up the incineration protocol.
Brilliant.
And you are tiny in the arms of Teddy. Next to you in the other arm is Gage, who's currently working on some circuitry.
Sweet. I feel like my physical capabilities have been lessened.
Mm-hmm.
If I use my magic spear random button again,
mm-hmm.
will it also have slight... It still works.
It still works exactly magical, the same way.
Yeah.
You're just small.
I think I'm going to do that, and I think I'm going to try and do it at the far away robots. Probably, if I have to pick one, the one with the sniper cannon.
Sniper rifle? Very good. Give me a D100 roll.
That is a 94, or a 490 if that's better.
A burst of color, shimmering light, extends from you in a 30-foot radius. You and each creature in that area must succeed on a DC 15 constitution saving throw.
I think I'm turning into Sailor Moon, guys.
Or become blinded for 1 minute.
Oh God.
What do I have to...
A con 15, 15, right?
Con. And I think you've got a plus 3, Michael.
And ooh, it just got 15.
Okay.
I got an 11. Okay. So.
I mean, I have good costume, but no, 10.
Teddy and Joe, you hit the button and a huge light erupts from you, completely blinding both of you.
Turn off.
Gage is there with the welding goggles on, so he is completely unaffected by the light. He spins around and has no problems. He continues working on the lift.
A little bit of a quiet, please. I'm still working on this.
This is why steampunks always have those goggles.
Yeah, we're fucking idiots.
Oh, why did we make so much fun of them last episode?
I crawl back into the ball.
Okay.
On the ground.
You crawl back into a ball. Teddy, because you are blinded, creatures that attack you have advantage. As you hear the Gauss cannon reload. Ooh, that's 6 and 6. Nearly the number of the beast, but it misses. You're blinded, moving erratically as you're holding on to the possum-like body of Gage, who's in the machinery. You start doing like a little wiggle, and you hear another as the Gauss cannon is fired and blows a hole in the wall right near where Gage was working.
Whoa!
He uses the heat from the Gauss cannon bolt to solder some wires together.
Thank you.
The next one is absolutely going to hit with a 21.
Oh.
Ooh, a 12 and a 7. 19. 24 points of radiant damage as you are scored in the back again. It opens up that fresh cut wound and burns it shut instantly with the plasma.
Well,
should make another trip back to the med bay.
You hear a lot of more of those dial-up sounds going on in the background, and it seems you see the two robots look at each other and then nod. They seem to be communicating through dial-up. Gage, that is your turn.
Tinkering with this lift, do I feel like there's any connection between them and the lift? Like, am I able to somehow hack them from here?
You would hack them at their station, so at them in particular, but not through the lift.
Not through the lift, okay.
They're not connected.
Enough. Yep.
You could hack the box that's on the ground. That was the sword bot.
Oh.
You could give that a go.
Yeah, sure.
Give me a tinkerer's roll. This will be your action.
I'll give it a shot. If nothing else, to find out more about them, I guess.
Oh, give me that roll at advantage, actually. Because you've worked on these robots before.
Hey, 27.
You go to, you scramble out of Teddy's blinded hands, scramble across the floor to this little box of metal. You see some of the wirings, the on button is there. You quickly rewire it. You flick the on button and you see it erupt out, sort of like a robot in disguise. It sort of transforms out of this cube into its sword form. You see it's got no arm until it sort of throws its arm down and a lightsaber erupts out of it, and it glances at you, and the eyes have gone from red to blue. And you hear that same dial-up sound, master, and it turns to the other robots and it dashes towards them with intent.
Good
That's some good tinkering.
Well, thank you.
What happened? I can't see.
Speaking of not being able to see, Teddy, that is your turn. All right, very good.
How many turns? Two or one?
The doors are going to open after Teddy and the nanobot.
The blindness.
Oh, sorry. You get to make a save at the end of each of your turns. I apologize. Hey. So you should each make another save now because you've each
rubbed my eyes.
You're still blinded, yeah. Teddy. Very good.
I just feel around for the door.
Give me a door roll. Teddy has wandered off. But Teddy, you found a door.
Yay!
There's a little indent in the wall that you've come to.
Open sesame!
All right. That is the robot nanobot's turn. It moves towards you, and you are now free, aren't you? And you've just hacked this other bot. I would like you, Gage, to give me a dexterity saving throw.
22 on a nat 20.
Oh, very good. You see this nanobot, it reaches, basically the chest cavity sort of disintegrates out, all the nanobots moving aside, and you see it pull out this strange powered, like glowing orb from it. It loads that into its hand, holds out its fingers like a gun, steadies its aim, and then shoots this plasma bolt at you. The Gauss cannon next to you has been leaving giant scores in the areas around you. This one blows a hole directly through you. If you had not dodged out of the way, you think it would have, I don't know, disintegrated you, for example. And you dive out of the way of this thing. The sword bot also weaves around it. And you see this thing like discards the core and it's shaking its head now. Okay, the following things occur at the end of the round. Teddy, you've wandered off and you found this other door probably about like 15 feet from the elevator. And you feel that it presses in when you say open sesame. And then it slides open. And there is a pained sort of groan. Also, the elevator has incinerated and reconstructed another lift. And those doors grunt open. Light was flooding in from these areas here. You hear a strange voice, Teddy, directly in front of you. It sounds like the flushing of a toilet. And then...
I hate it when toilets talk to me.
Teddy, is that you?
Toilet? Is that you?
No. It's Zan.
Oh, Zan! Oh. You're a toilet now.
Oh, it's so good to see... Oh, no, I'm not a... Oh, no, you're blinded. Your eyes are bleeding. Oh, no, this is terrible. Yeah. Oh no!
She peers behind you, seeing Gage diving out of the way of disintegration rays as Joe fumbles around in the darkness as well.
We don't like your weird hell dungeon.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I left it on security while I was in the bathroom.
She pulls out a remote and flicks the switch, and all the robots stop, stand up directly straight, and then condense down into cubes.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. It happens all the time.
Gage! Oh my God, you've been hit!
She runs directly past you two towards Gage.
Get a med bot in quick smart.
Is that an opportunity attack?
That's to find a door.
Oh, okay. You
have the 20.
You found, which door do you want to find?
Ooh.
Name a door.
Spoiled for choice.
Yeah.
The secret door?
Maybe I'll just go to the toilet.
All right. Yep. You
critical.
Yep.
I nearly.
I do a ghost poo.
Ooh.
Ooh. Didn't even have to wipe.
Yeah.
It's like so good.
Yeah.
You didn't even see it. Didn't have to flush. Didn't have to wipe anything.
I thought you meant a fart.
Well.
That's actually... Yeah, I like that. Zan Tuffler is scurrying along the ground towards Gage. You see medbots now from little panels in the ceiling open up and these little drones fly out. They hover down towards you, Gage, and you can see them start administering like a cooling gel and start patching up and regrafting some of your skin that you saw above. It seems to be healing your wounds over before they scar.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry about the guards.
That's okay. I did, you know, send you a few messages before, but I guess you didn't see them something.
No. I had my phone on silent while I was working on a super secret project.
Yes, I call going to the bathroom that time.
Okay.
I almost died, Zan.
Oh, no.
Your bots almost killed us.
Oh, yes, they are designed to kill anything that comes in.
Yes.
I wouldn't want my schematics falling into the wrong hands.
Yes, we happen to see some of your projects on the way in. Looks a little bit insidious, if you ask us.
What are you talking about?
Right, now she has to kill us.
What do you mean? The medical research and the engineering?
Are they called tanks?
Yes. I finally got my prototype off the ground.
Yes. And some of the gun-wielding bots and such?
Yes. They're one of our best inventions to date.
Hmm.
Yes,
yeah, and you seem to have programmed all of the robot life to feel pain.
That was an unfortunate byproduct. We didn't want to. I've been trying to program that out for years now, but unfortunately, every time we get one of them up and running, they develop a sense of pain. Hmm. It's not intentional.
Unfortunate for the doors.
Terrifically,
and the,
yes.
We
have to grease them every single day, otherwise they start screaming.
Mm.
We've heard all of them have been in pain.
Yes. I must have lost track of time. I've been down here for so long. It's been a while since I've seen the sun.
Yes, I mean, look, it's great to see you, Zan. It's been a while, I guess.
It's so good to see you too. I've missed you, Gage.
Have you seen this, Joe? It's a toilet. And
Teddy,
I didn't have to flush or anything.
Did you use this toilet then? Did you use it by any chance while you were blinded?
Because
somebody's left a turd over there in the corner.
Uh-oh. I think that was Zan.
It must have been if it wasn't you. Hate to hear what noise the toilet makes after you. Vomiting, gagging. Please.
Please, no more. Wow, fascinating, Zan. That was a really good catch-up then.
I know. Yes, I'm so glad you enjoyed my experiments upstairs.
Yes.
I mean, here's where we do the real research. These security bots are state-of-the-art.
Have to ask, I guess, but what are you sort of gearing up for? Because we've got a little bit of information on the wizard cabal as well to share with you.
Let's get out of this weird streamer area and go to my office down at the end of the hall.
Oh, yes.
She claps her hands twice. The floors flip over into conveyor belts, and you are just slowly conveyor belted down the room.
Some of the streamers that have been cut in half are like weeping.
So yes, what did you think about my tank operation? I finally got it. It's completely impervious to all forms of outside damage.
Ooh, can we have one of those?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I can't.
Yes, Teddy, we've all witnessed your driving abilities and wandering hands.
Well,
let me tell you,
it does have a self-destruct button.
Oh yes,
absolutely.
Sure, yes,
but that would
sure
probably level the city.
Be nice to be indestructible.
Yeah, and I mean, your robots almost accidentally killed all of us.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have some sort of memento of we'll take anything you get. Mm. Hey, have you got one of those, like, the people fall down guns that we have?
Yes, I know exactly what you'd like. Of course I'll give you a parting fairing gift. How about some streamers?
Yeah. Right,
okay, I'll get you a
box. Have you got anything that could stretch me out again?
Oh.
Like, as I look up to Zan?
I thought this was just a new look.
Nope. Oh, that's nicer. I thought you just hadn't noticed. I mean, no, you didn't remember. Nope, this is me now.
It seems that this is a magical effect, and that we don't really have many, as it were.
Tell you what, give me one of those makey fall downy guns, and we'll call it square.
All right.
I'll take a tank, or half a tank.
I just realized, I forget I'm a magician of sorts. I'll cast Dispel Magic. Yeah.
Fuck you. How long were you going to... Am I just back to my normal size, or can you make me a little bit taller as well?
I forgot to make you roll wild magic rolls. Give me a couple.
Yes.
Pray to God you don't make me small again.
14 and 15?
No, none of those, sir. You're all good. You blob and expand out to your regular size as you feel your limbs stretch and grow, and you get your full muscular body back. You are
convinced some. Not just the muscles, but a bit of...
You are conveyor belted down the room quite quickly to the end of the room. Yes, I'm terribly sorry about that. I was in the bathroom when you came in. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been attacked by the security bots. I leave
we
them...
were fighting those bots for like 20 minutes. No, I mean, how?
Each round is like 6 seconds.
What have you been eating?
You scooch down this room to the end. The travelator screaming in agony as you do.
I really must insist then that
what?
We get someone on top of this agony of your machines.
Oh my god, I don't even hear it anymore.
Do you have to murder all the elevators as well? Like,
what? What
yes,
do you mean?
This whole place seems like just a big old torture device for mechanical creatures.
I don't know what you're talking
some
about.
Some of our best friends are robots.
Yes.
I haven't seen for a while.
Oh, yes. Oh, you just saw them then. Name? And you the sword bot unravels. And you look in closer. It is Name. That's you got advantage because you had definitely operated and fixed this robot before.
Name. I thought you looked familiar inside.
What? Name.
Why did you attack us?
Name.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
You see the one with the Gauss cannon has unraveled as well, and it's giving you like a sassy look.
Hey,
with
no. There it
no.
is. There it is.
It gives like a tss, and it walks off into the streamers.
Tiny bear trap still?
Its tiny bear trap has been replaced with Gauss cannon, but it does keep around its neck. Now that you're close, you can see a tiny bear trap dangling on its neck like a medallion. And then the nanobot sort of Alex Max towards you and then transforms into its full figure, and etched into the nanobots, each individual nanobot has PB engraved into it.
But why? Why? Why'd they attack us? Teddy sits down.
I've had a fantastic idea, guys.
Teddy lies down.
I'm very sorry, Zan. I just need to have a little sidebar.
Fine.
Just because I've got like a brilliant idea.
Oh, she gathers the robots together. They're having a sidebar. You've got to let them...
Oh, the robots know what to do.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry.
So, here's where my thinking's at. Thank you. Here's my thinking. I got a big wrestling competition coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a bunch of lifelike masks of our faces, and we've got three robots with big fuck-off weapons.
That want to murder us?
Well, not us anymore.
Yes.
I'm assuming they're on our side now.
They're too. Dead to me.
Well, I'm thinking we dress them up as us and then send them into the fight against Gary Lightning tomorrow. And then if he realizes, I sneak up behind him and bam, get the legitimate win.
Well, I kind of wanted to be in the fight too, as you...
No, we can still go with that. I just figured this guy's got like a sniper rifle. I'm sure that's probably not allowed, really. It would definitely be a foreign object.
It's been a while since you've been in the wrestling ring, but you do not recall anyone using a sniper
rifle.
Yeah. Famously, it's hand-to-hand combat.
I wanted to cosplay as Joey.
We can still do it. We can make that happen. See, this is why I'm even having the sidebar. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to just do it and hurt your feelings.
Well, also, those robots are all orphans to me now.
Do you mean that in a good way or a bad way?
I'm not their dad anymore.
Ah. Wait.
They can go get fucked.
Teddy, oh my.
Teddy rages.
He's going to rage.
Oh my God,
he's doing it.
What happened?
He just starts rolling around. Cartwheeling.
As you're cartwheeling and rolling around on the floor,
do some combat rolls.
Zan has moved over to this enormous sort of manufacturing desk. It's got all these notes and sort of like schematics pinned up there. She's got a bunch of tinkering tools and welding kits and everything like that on there.
I geek out on that.
I run up and I stick orphanage applications to each one. Pure, pure, pure.
Teddy, you can't find name. As you pin it to Sasbot, Sasbot rolls their eyes at you. PB takes it and looks up at you kind of quizzically, but you can't find name until you hear the vroom, vroom, and a couple of streamers fall down, and name is there covered in pillows with its arms wide open for a hug.
I get my...
I hold my breath.
Yeah, me too.
I get my I don't remember what the fuck is it called.
Cane.
Cane. Jesus Christ. It was like walking stick. You got a walking stick.
Yeah. Oh, no. You got a hole in
broken.
Your brain in
I'm actually
life.
Broken. Yeah. I get my cane and I look for like a picture of a robot with a circle and a cross through it or something.
Yep.
Like an anti-robot repellent or something.
You start scrolling through the wheel and you find it.
And click it at him.
A little taser appears.
All right, no, I switched to lighter. Can I set fire to the to the pillows?
Yeah, the pillows quickly catch on fire. Name.
This feels more nostalgic.
Name.
Fine, I'm hugging with it on fire.
Okay,
I guess.
You get covered in burn wounds?
I guess.
What?
I move towards the fire extinguisher.
Okay, yeah.
Put them both
fine,
out.
I forgive you.
Name. Patting you on the back. Giving you a deep embrace while it's on fire, the metal heating up and searing into your skin.
This does feel very much like home.
Zan, you might need some more of those.
I'm so terribly sorry. I have an override switch on them. They were set to security protocol. I basically brainwashed
them. Come on, guys, get in here.
Sasbot rolls their eyes and like slowly saunters over.
Come on, Teddy, Gage.
What? You're Teddy.
Fuck. Come on, walking stick.
I readjust the cork.
Give me the...
Come on, Artie. Artemis, in you get.
Teddy, you see Artemis walking towards you, but he seems to pass through the streamers as though he were a ghost.
Ooh.
Is Teddy still just blinded in the bathroom? None of this has happened.
Smeared in shit.
Teddy's still on the operating table from episode one.
It's all been a fever dream.
All the players bow as well.
We're losing him!
Mackie, come on, Mackie. Let's go.
I'm so sorry that I used the override switch on you. I just didn't want anyone stealing my schematics. I'm working on a secret weapon, you see.
A secret weapon,
Yes, let me show you.
She opens up a bunch of drawers that are under lock and key. You see her quickly disarming these laser grid traps around everything. As she opens the drawer, undoes the traps and everything, she pulls out another key, which she then cracks open and pulls out a smaller key that's inside of that.
Oh, my.
She swallows that key.
Uh-oh.
And then goes, okay, so now, as she walks up to a what looks like a plain wall and presses her stomach against it, and then that her stomach lights up, and then a secret door glides open. Inside, you see her pull out a small box, which she then opens. There's no lock or key on it, and pulls out a bunch of pieces of paper. And it's got a password list written on it. Oh, that's right. Goes back to her little computer and types in password 123 and hits enter.
I wipe beads of sweat off my brow as I just watch all this go down.
She can only do that like once a day, you know. It's got quite the refractory period.
Science is weird.
Yes.
You see she starts clicking and clacking on this little typewriter computer thing. A projected screen appears in front of you. Yes, I'm just loading up this command. Gage, you're absolutely going to love it. It's a wonderful little device.
I love you.
What?
No, nothing. Oh. Hi.
What?
That was just amazing. Like, just watching all of that.
Oh.
Wow. I do love it.
Oh. I thought you said I love you.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine? Because I love you too. What? You are illuminated as a loading bar appears behind you, a percentage number going up.
Wow, hey, look, a loading bar. Wow. Just trying to change the subject.
Have you seen this toilet again?
She's ignoring both of you and staring into Gage's weird hairless face.
Just sweat, like, pouring down.
Yeah, because you're kind of translucent now, aren't you, as well? Yeah. She reaches out and holds your hand in the glow of this computer monitor.
Which hand is it?
It's the metallic hand.
Yeah, I grab it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
I mean, Zen, can we get
loading
back to the...
complete? Oh.
I pull my hand away.
welcome, tourist guests. Yes, a secret experiment that I'm working on. It was
excuse me.
So you got some secret schematics you want to show us? Yeah,
I had a good idea for a secret.
Please tell us.
Yes.
It's robot turns into a big truck.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Not really a secret.
No. Anyway.
But it could be.
It seems.
You have to stop telling people about it.
Yeah.
You have added a. You guys have added a huge list of a huge queue to the factory list.
Oh yes, that was meant to be a secret. Oh. As well, I don't
How
know.
How is that all going
it's,
along?
It's 80% complete now. It should be done by the time we're done with this info dump.
We're going to need that truck to get them home as well.
Yes. Okay. I could send some delivery drones. I had actually done up some gifts for you as well. Teddy, I've got. I was working on an upgrade for your cane to make it
turn into a tank,
a little bit more your style. Gage, you Joe. You
Joe.
Sorry.
Don't worry. Sorry, I do it all the time.
Sorry, Gage. I didn't mean to do that. I mean Joe. Yes.
His name's not Teddy. I've worked that one out.
You said you wanted one of those...
Did you mean you love Joe?
What? No. No, I wouldn't say that.
I love you too, what? Joe.
I love you all.
Yeah. Thanks, Teddy.
Yeah.
And Gage.
I hold Teddy's hand.
You said you wanted a force cannon.
Oh, please,
absolutely.
Yes.
I'll just have one of them. Would you like a rifle or a pistol?
A pistol.
Oh, very good. Pistol coming right up. Very good. We'll add that to the factory queue. Oh, you've really added a lot in here. Okay. Well, that shouldn't take too much. Oh, we've got one actually right here. Her little fabrication desk starts pulling strings of steel together and manufacturing this gun directly in front of
you. So this thing is non-lethal, right?
Absolutely, the peacekeeping.
Just knocks them down. It doesn't like take HP off or anything.
Oh no! It absolutely will hurt them, but it will knock them unconscious.
Interesting.
And Teddy, I've got some upgrades that Uncle Gorville sent through for your cane. It should add a lot more options for you, and but it also
robot cork.
What? Oh, it actually has a robot cork option. It's so strange how well he's predicted you. look at the list of new features. It's got everything that you could conjure up. See? She starts scrolling down on a mouse that is squeals every time she scrolls.
I'm not seeing tank. I'm not seeing tank in the list.
Oh, no.
Doggy bag.
I'll search for tank.
I mean, I'm not...
Oh, it can
I
do
can't a, really... Can you read it out to me?
It's got
a hedge trimmer.
What? Oh.
It's trims hedges.
I'm not good with this kind of font.
Boat.
Joe, can you? I can't. I don't know this kind of language.
The snowboard you use when you're skydiving.
I don't know if it's the font or if it's just because.
I'm trying to read them out. I'm not just having a fever dream.
Oh, these are okay. Cool.
Yeah, look.
He's saying this out loud.
Oh,
he's been doing a lot of that today. Actually.
Oh, look for tank.
Tanzania. Tennis.
Ooh, okay. I pressed that one.
No, that's not. Ooh.
You press Tanzania, yeah. And out in the middle of the ocean, the country of Tanzania erupts out of the ocean and appears fully formed in modern times.
They worship Teddy?
No, no, no. They just keep going about their lives.
Oh. How did this Teddy know that that happens?
To be doing anything.
I didn't see it.
No, just keep pressing it.
You just keep pressing it, and that Tanzania evaporates into ash, and another one replaces it.
Nothing's happening.
Oh, well. Seems about right, Funky Gorble.
Well, I guess that's cool. Thank you, Zan.
Oh, just, you're welcome.
Oh, it's got an ice cream dispenser, though.
It starts shooting out ice cream.
Slow motion. Oh. Rambo 4 or whatever.
Oh, you said that you had some information about the evil wizard's cabal.
Yes, we actually met the group themselves, and some of the more influential wizards.
They're the nicest evil wizards
ever. You made it out alive?
Oh, yes. Some of them are a little bit rough around the edges, so to speak, but I think they just think they're doing the right thing as well.
Yeah, I love those guys.
But that's impossible, because we're doing the right thing.
Yes, it's a little bit of a perspective issue.
Their house was way less scarier than this one.
That's true. They didn't kill us.
Torture. It was a lot less torture happening.
I happily disagree with that.
There's a lot less torture.
Well, Zan, I'd love for you to meet them.
They unionized all their, invisible servants and stuff.
That's true. They're a little bit of an issue with slavery, but...
We don't have anything like that at all.
So these guys are on the payroll?
What?
These guys' name?
No.
They're automatons.
They're auto-tomatoes. They don't... No.
Slaves.
What? No, slaves. Robots.
Yeah.
From the Slavic word, meaning slave.
We paid them in hugs.
What?
We paid them in hugs.
Oh, okay. Well, then yes, they're on the payroll.
When was the last time you hugged?
Never.
So you've never paid them.
There's a lot of screaming around Zen.
Probably have a lot of backdated hugs due to them.
Okay, well, come on.
She holds her little arms open. Gage, would you like a hug too?
It's not the quantity, it's more of the quality, really.
How much
hugs? I'm not employing them now, you're employing them, so I'm...
Okay.
We'll buy them off you. In hugs.
These are top secret military robots designed for espionage and assassination.
Which you stole from us.
I suppose I could let them go.
Teddy, this thing's amazing. Vice grip, banana peeler. This one's a coat hanger. Playing cards. Oh, wait, they're all...
Travel chess.
Spades.
Yes, travel chess. I've never learned... I don't know how to play chess.
Yeah, we could start. Rubber duck. Shirt with a Superman logo on it.
Oh, I pressed that one.
It turns into a shirt.
Oh, I wear it.
With a Superman logo on it.
Can I put it on?
How do you know about Superman? very good.
I assume it has Gary Lightning on it.
Yeah.
Oriental rug. Some silverware.
I turn back to Zen. Zen,
pimple cream.
I'd love for you to meet some of the council. I believe that there may be some common ground that we can achieve together in sort of a mutual understanding, if that sort of works.
If you say it's safe, then absolutely. They have tried to eliminate the Guild of Gears.
I do know, but I think there's a little bit more at stake here. There's some interference with the gods themselves at the moment.
They're trying to elevate their god up to the only one, so that magic may reign supreme and that destroy us under heel.
Yes, but I think there's something even more going on behind all this.
I think that's what they said about you guys.
There's maybe a little bit of a misunderstanding that we can clear up if we all congregate and talk about where we're all at.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I will wear my protective gear just in case this is a secret assassination attempt, and you're actually not Gage.
Zan, you some have kind my of... word. I would not let any harm come to you. Believe me. We can take the security bots if that would make you feel better.
That sounds like a wonderful idea.
Name has sort of like slowly wrapped themselves around you, Teddy, in another hug. Name.
Ball of yarn. Trout lure. Ooh, sticker book.
Okay, it sounds
I'm coming around now. Yeah, fuck those wizard guys.
Lampshade. What are water goggles?
That sounds wonderful. We shall meet on a diplomatic mission.
Perfect.
That sounds very good. Yes, it's a date.
Loading complete.
Sorry, I leaned on the keyboard there. I loaded it up. The extra secret project that I have.
Oh.
Yes, it's called the Ship of Space.
Ship of Space?
Yes, we're going to use it and fire it out of the atmosphere into space. We were going to send up a cracked team of infiltrators and assassobots into space to eliminate the god Mystra.
Oh.
So
say that again, sorry? Huh?
See? And she brings up the schematics for a Apollo-style rocket ship. That is, like, those jet thrusters and everything may have been for. We believe that that with this technology, we can fly through space and enter the astral plane and visit the gods and then possibly kill them.
What would you say, like, out of 100, like, what's the percentage of you being able to be talked out of not murdering gods?
It wouldn't be me personally, but the research for the research's sake was done many years ago. But it was the Grand Smith Salty Colon came up with the plan.
Mm-hmm. So you're all in on it.
We're not.
I don't like the wizards because they're gonna go and murder a god, so you're gonna beat them by going and murdering a god.
Exactly. Yes, we're gonna murder their god of magic, so that magic stops existing and technology can power the true future.
What happens if they all the gods die? What happens then?
I hadn't theorized this idea.
And plus, what happens to all the magic things in the universe multiverse?
They'll stop. And as I stated before, technology, the true god of the true king, no kings, only us.
So I would have been stuck as some like pansy ass short person.
No.
No offense.
It would never ever happen again because the magic wouldn't exist to shrink you.
And I wouldn't have magical rage powers anymore.
No. Those are physical martial powers. You would still obtain all of them.
Oh, so I thought I was special.
Would I lose all my abilities and become a normal
some bloke?
Gage, you become a tinker like me. You wouldn't need the magical arts to produce the insane things that technology can create. You would be a better version of yourself, not relying on the innate chaos welling inside you. Not that I was there for that arc.
That actually sounds pretty, yes,
you wouldn't have
pretty uplifting.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know, guys. I'm enjoying this.
I kind of like magic, but I also like the concept of this truck. Mm. And so, I don't know.
I'm getting really enamored with this cane, Teddy. Look at this. I keep scrolling through. I'm like, candy wrapper, extension cord, cucumber, coffee pot, stop sign, pants, candy cane, floor. I don't know what that one does. Bottle of glue, fishing hook, novel. Yeah.
You could glue the door shut.
Mm. Nice.
Notepad, lamp. That probably goes for the lampshade settings. Wow, this is crazy. Safety pin, ice cube, few batteries. What's a battery?
Magic has been such a borderline curse on my life. I feel like it, and to be unafflicted with it would be a little bit of relief.
Exactly.
Let me tell you.
Yes. Name one thing, one spell you have that I can't replicate with the technology. Mm. Check it out. And she grabs a nearby pistol, cocks out.
Whoa.
One of the things. She holds it up
I'm loving this.
To the air and shoots a lightning bolt out of it.
I might also need one of those.
She cocks this lightning shell flies out of it. She goes, yes, a military prototype right now, but I could get you on.
Put me on the list.
What about all those wizards? What are they going to do? They're going to be unemployed.
Exactly. They will stop oppressing the world with their magical
What about knowledge. The economy?
Where the new economy?
All these people unemployed.
That's
no more wizard battles.
No more, as you called it correctly, slavery. We can man the field with the robots.
No, don't do that anymore.
No, the robots can do it, and then people can.
What happens to the little magical invisible people?
They can live true lives now.
Will they still be around?
Depends.
Where do you land on magic tricks?
Oh, like a card trick?
Sure.
Absolutely, we love them.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's not true
so now
magic.
You're picking and choosing, okay?
No, that's so, like, sleight of hand.
Magic's not okay, but magic tricks are fine.
As she's exasperated, she looks over at the computer, which is now flashing red. Oh, what's this? And then over the speaker alert, intruder alert.